6:00, and we will open the public hearing on our 2018-2019 tax rate. So we can start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. Okay, is that better? Good. Brooks County, let's do roll call.
Gloria Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 4.
Eric Ramos, Brooks County Judge, and we also have representatives from the County Clerk's Office. So the Brooks County will hold a public hearing on the proposed tax increase on a proposal to increase total tax revenues for properties on the tax roll in the preceding tax year by 6.56%. Your individual taxes may increase at a greater or lesser rate or even decrease depending on the change in the taxable value of your property in relation to the change in taxable value of all other property and the tax rate that was adopted. This is our second public hearing, which is being held today, August 28th. Let me just begin by stating that this year, the Commissioner's Court adopted a tax rate of 0.949 per $100 of evaluation. That is the same tax rate as we had last year. However, because the increase in the property values, you may see an 0.94. That is the exact same tax rate that we had last year. However, because of the value of your property may have increased, there may be an increase in the taxes themselves. Please know that as a result of the tax increase, we will have a fund balance this year of $1,081,069 in the general fund, and a fund balance of $693,822 in the Rogan Bridge fund balance. Okay. Those are really good numbers when one considers that in the last 4 to 5 years, the district has been in extreme financial crisis to some degree. And so the last few years, this court as working on getting ourselves out of the economic crisis that we were in. It's good to say that we have $1.81 million in the fund balance. It is recommended that you have about 3 to 6 months in the fund balance, the operating budget for 3 to 6 months in the fund balance. So we are trying very hard to get the fund balance to $1.5 million. To make sure that we have an that our budget and our economy as a county is stable, and that we're able to operate and provide services for our citizens. This budget will include the following that it did not include in the years past, and that is a Veterans Affairs officer. That's a part-time position. There will be an additional part-time position added to the landfill as a result of an audit and a recommendation of our external auditor. We will also have a part-timer added to this year who will be helping with the indigent care and with the public library. That is to minimize the number of hours that we close our library, or let me say it the other way, it's to maximize how much we stay open and provide services. Currently, we only have one member in the library, and when that one member has to go out for training, for vacation, is sick, or during lunch, we close it because we don't have anyone to man the library. This should provide more hours for the library and for the public. This budget also includes an additional sheriff's deputy, and it also includes a tax raise for the jailers, who we are competing with, a private industry right next door to our jailers, and we sometimes lose them as a result of GEO. So we're increasing slightly those salaries, again, to remain competitive and to make sure that we don't continually have a revolving door in that department. Would anyone like to add anyone else? Anything else?
No, sir.
The only last thing I'll say is that as we made decisions on the budget, we had to balance that with the concept of strengthening our financial stability as a county. And so we had to make some decisions regarding not only what we were going to provide, but what we couldn't provide this year, because we wanted to make sure that we are financially stable and that we continue to increase the fund balance. We expect to increase the fund balance this year by anywhere from 100 to 200,000. Again, getting to that 1.5 million, which is our goal. That way, we again can be very financially strong. And I think that's all I have to say. Now we will open to the public comments if there is anyone who would like to speak with regard to the budget or to taxes. Comments? Ms. Silva, would you like to add anything else? For just 1 year. Next year we'll look at it again, absolutely. And again, you never know what exactly happens this year. We actually expected our values to decrease, but they increased. So depending on what happens next year with the values, we may be able to provide some relief. Or the opposite. I mean, if the values really decrease, we may find ourselves, it's hard to predict with the current situation that we have. It used to be that we were pretty stable in terms of revenue. That doesn't happen as much anymore. But certainly for this year, that's what we'll see. Yes, ma'am. Please do. It is hot in here.
I'm only going to talk a few minutes. Don't cut me off until I'm through.
I promise.
Okay. Honorable Judge and Commissioners, you all know my name, Edna. I was vetted through my mom, Garcia through my dad, and Guerra through my husband. And Martin Perez Cuella, my cousin, was telling me about this. I was not able to come that day. But I wanted to tell y'all, we're all family here. We all know each other, okay? And I agree with his complaint about raising the taxes, or the value keeps going. But you know, our houses depreciate. Your car depreciates. Why don't our houses depreciate? You know, nos podemos revolcar y tirar gritos, roll over on the ground and express our feelings. But you all already made the ultimate decision before you let us know. And I don't think that was fair. I'm speaking for everybody else, okay? And I'm going to read it, you know. You all raise our taxes without the little people's vote. We're the little people that put you all in office. Raising our taxes, you know, they're just going up and up and up, makes the little people who can't afford it, you know, they drop their medicines, they don't pay the rent, or they're forced to go pay rent, or just move in with their children out of town because they can't afford to live here anymore. And we're running the people, you all, are running the people out of town. And eventually, Brooks County, Palfures, as you know it, will become a ghost town. Give it time. I've already told the city that. Raising our taxes is benefiting little stuff like that. What about getting us an urgent care, a hospital, you know, bringing revenue? bringing the people together, maybe fundraisers. Let's get medical here. Everybody has to go out of town. I just went out of town yesterday for an eye doctor appointment for my husband. I had to go see a doctor, too. If we have an emergency, my husband had a heart attack in December. I had to call the ambulance because it's a matter of life and death here. And then who's going to vote for you all? Who's going to do the taxes after that? Because everybody's dying off, right? So we need medical here. And why don't y'all get together with a school and the city? Help us out. And then this has nothing to do with you all, but I'm going to let you know. On another note, a couple of friends of ours were stranded 5 miles out of town Sunday. And it was 100-plus degree weather. No gasoline because they ran out. No le tantearon. They were coming from Padre Island, stopped in San Juan, and they thought they'd make it to the next gas station. They underestimated because the truck was wasting gas. We're pulling a travel trailer. Needless to say, they had their elderly mother, a 14-year-old son, and a body cast, and a couple of pets. So once the truck runs out of gas, guess what? No air con, right? So that kid and his grandmother had to stay in the vehicle, wait there, and nobody rendered aid. Pasaron 2 ghost letter sheriff's department and 1 border patrol. They passed them by. Because what do they think of Brooks County, right? I'm going to tell you what they thought. Anyway, they started walking. So this stranger coming from San Juan saw that, gave him a ride. By the time we were called by my sister-in-law, hey, y'all in town? Yes. Go help our friends over there. Sure. Pick up the gas container. And we went to the gas station. And by the time we knew, she called me back. Somebody rendered aid. A total stranger took him back, gassed up the vehicle, while the son in a body cast and the grandma in the vehicle were waiting. And these deputies, I'm sorry, are they in it just to give a ticket or to render aid? Right? So anyway, they bypassed them. They traveled quite a bit, but they had their cell phones. They were able to communicate with the mother and the vehicle. And so before we were able to get there, that couple had gotten the help. We made a U-turn there in the underpass. Oh, by the way, these people were traveling to Hondo in Dejanes, where my sister-in-law, their guerra, lived there. And we met up with them. Never knew those people, but they were so glad to see us because they knew we were in what vehicle, we knew what they were in. They hugged us. Thank you for checking up on us. He says, you know, 2 cops passed by, 1 border patrol, and they just passed us by. What happened? And they both said in different times, the husband to my husband and the wife to me. What happened to serve and protect? Sorry. That's how I feel. If they think like that, if we think like that, if they think like that, what do they think of stopping by? It's just going to be a ghost town. Everybody's going to go out through the freeway. And I'm really against those taxes going up because we need that hospital, urgent care. Those people might have needed help. Nobody stops. Thank you for listening to me, whether it makes sense or not.
Thank you very much. Just want to point out that while these public hearings are occurring after the budget was adopted, that's the procedure as prescribed by law. And I know under my tenure, we've had 3 budget workshops, and I think the previous judge had at least 1 or maybe more than that in terms of the budget workshop, which allowed for public input during that time. So I just don't want anyone to think that we did this inside a cave or to secretive in any way. This was open for the public, and public opinion was included in every workshop that I'm aware of. And that's the way the procedure works, the timeline for adopting a, as per state law. That's the way it works. You know, I'm not sure what went on that day on Sunday or so forth. I wasn't in the police officers' vehicles, so I can't tell you what their mind frame was on that day when they passed by. Hold on. I didn't interrupt you. And so what I can tell you is what I've seen of our law enforcement is that they have absolutely a mindset of protect and serve. I have been twice now in a vehicle with the officers and found them to be extremely courteous, stopping as they patrol, all the way going toward almost Hebronville and going toward Encino, talking with individuals who are out isolated, making sure they're okay. My experience in the short time I've been here has been that they do very much believe in the concept and practice the concept of protect and serve. But I'm not sure what happened Sunday, so I can't really address that. But we appreciate your opinion. In terms of the hospital we have with Intuit now, and I'm telling you that prospect, and I hope in the future we can do that at least. I think the first step is to have some sort of extended care over at least till 11 o'clock at night. Know that to do that in a community, you have to have 5 doctors practicing here, not full time, but we are getting close to that with the clinics that we have now. So that might be something we can look at, but you're talking about a $1 to $2 million project. And that would require a tax increase at this point, unless we can become a little bit more financially stable and be a little smarter in our financial practices, which I hope that we can do. That's a lot, and I just want you to understand, and I know where you're coming from. I have a house, its value's increased, and I haven't touched that house since I moved in terms of repair. So I understand your frustration. But we're at a bare minimum as it is, and we're just beginning to add services that were taken away from our citizens. And I would not call our veterans officer trivial or small in any way, as well as some of the other, opening the public library as much as possible. I think those are important events. Those are important milestones that we have to reach. So we're doing our best, trust me, to solve the problems of the community, to provide the care that we used to have. It just takes a while, and it costs money to do that. Anything else from the commissioners?
No, sir.
I may not understand this correctly. That's why I want a little bit of clarification. So if I'm reading this correctly, on a house that costs $44,000 or that's valued at $44,015, the tax with this increase would go up to $413.96. Is that correct?
That's correct. It will. Okay. So from $388.
Okay. So a house, let's say that's $132,000, the taxes, would the taxes go up to $1,200? 1,242, something like that?
Let's see. 0.96 minus.
Just for the county
or for the school? No, just looking at the figures, so it would be the county.
Okay, so what are you asking? This,
okay.
For a 44, is that what you're looking at, the what was posted, yes, in the paper?
Yes, because that's all I have. But I'm okay, saying, so let's say there's a house for value at $113,000. So what would the tax be?
Okay, so, go ahead.
It's all based off of your taxing value, what your exemptions, and then your housing cap.
Okay.
So that would be, like, just $132,000. You won't be able to tell me that until the actual taxes come out, because it depends on, like I said, on the taxing value. So, comparing that with your exemption, your homestead cap,
okay. But barring the exemption, because I'm over 65, barring that exemption, just a ballpark figure.
If you're looking at this, right, and this,
yes.
I'm assuming this number comes without any exemptions, without just plain
right,
on the tax.
Right, just
so
ballpark.
For a $41,000 home, it's an increase of $25.48.
Right.
Right. So if you're talking about $113,000,
that's three times as much.
Right.
So that's $75.
$75 more mm-hmm. from your from last year's bill.
Right.
Yes. That's again. That's a general without any of it.
Right. Right.
That's what it comes down to.
But I was looking at the 413. That means the $25 have already been added to that.
In that amount.
In this particular amount.
All right. 388 would have been last year's, 413 is this year. With the adoption of the rate.
Actually, the 388.48 is based off of the effective rate this year. But that's
right.
Not the proposed rate. The proposed rate is 94 cents, so that's quite enough. So if the effective rate would have been proposed, that's what we'd be looking at, because that is this year's.
And I realize, you know, that this rate is for this year.
Yes.
This is for the following year.
Oh, okay. I said, like, the rate that they're proposing is the same as last year. Now, I did call the appraisal just to be sure, because I wanted to mean everybody's taxes are different.
Are different.
Of
right.
course, depending on your exemptions and your balance. So every year, you have a 10% homestead cap. That's the Massachusetts state allows. Anyone who makes my 5% to 10%. So I just speak to my accountant to say, because I want to be sure and take the question with that. She said, let's say you have a $100,000 home.
Mm-hmm.
Your taxes value is on $50,000. Every year it's going to go up 10% until you get to your actual appraised value, and then it won't go up any higher. So depending on your homestead cap, that's just going to vary as far as what your taxes will be because of those exemptions.
Terry, what is the percentage of collection? I mean, I know not everybody pays their taxes because they can't afford it or for X reason.
We're usually at the mid-90s every year, like about 92 to 95%. We usually go up about 95-96% collection rate, but I mean, we never really get out of 100%. I mean, it's impossible to get everybody to pay.
Oh,
yeah, but you're in the mid-90s, so that's good. That's a good collection rate, yeah.
And I know, like everything else, you know, taxes go up as well. But it hurts my heart, however, when I see vacant homes because they can't pay their taxes. And I know that there's a million and one reasons why, and pero como quiera, it's sad.
It is hard. And it breaks our heart as well. I just want to make sure we know that. This is not easy to do. Anything else? Thank you, Ms. Lewis. If there is nothing else, then... One more chat. The time is 6:25, and we'll close this public hearing. Thank you very, very much.